Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on e-learning. It is almost impossible to purchase a cell phone that does not have a built-in camera, data storage, and a way to play podcasts, both audio and video. It is also increasingly likely that your textbook will offer lots of downloadable content designed to provide access to instructional material even as you drive your car, ride your bicycle, sit in the subway, or go on a walk around your neighborhood. Your textbook may offer content in a standalone way or in conjunction with Windows Mobile. In any case, you can listen to MP3 lectures, watch brief videos, take online quizzes, watch digital flashcards, take true-false quizzes, and more. Downloading course content from your textbook provider or from your course simply kickstarts the process. Uploading content from your cell phone adds a level of interactivity that is not really matched by your laptop. Two critical developments have made this possible. One, increased functionality of the phones. Two, better coverage and access to Wi-Fi networks. The number of ways that you can use your cell phone to succeed in your classes is expanding every day. Here are a few of the possible ways that you can use now. Buy digital package, unlimited digital transfers. They've dropped dramatically in price. They can be obtained for about $15 per month, which makes it affordable. Learning community around universal IM programs. Twitter and other programs make it possible to email individuals via one cell phone. You can use Twitter or a program like it. You can also email from your phone with a single email directed to multiple people in your address book. This is more or less the starting point for everything, if you think about it. Talking slowly. Download notes. Professors often post lectures and notes on the internet. These are very easy to download via cell phone. Both professors and students are comfortable with this application. Forward your email to your phone email. Being able to forward mail to your cell phone increases access and interactivity and collaboration. Listen to MP3s. Download speeds are continuing to increase. Cell phone providers have made it convenient to use iTunes and other MP3 repositories. So it's quite easy to download audio files and upload, make interviews, lectures, etc. Watch videos, educational and share by professor. Uploading and downloading flash videos from YouTube, Google Video, and other video hosting providers makes it very easy, convenient, and affordable to download videos that are relevant to one's class. Take notes while reading and posting and emailing to yourself. One can take notes on a notepad function, then email them to oneself. It is very convenient to do so. Post on blogs when possible. Some interfaces make it quite simple to post to discussion boards, wikis, and blogs. The key is not to have too many steps in the process, but create a direct link to the posting process. Work your social network. It's possible to receive an automatic email when individuals update their Facebook and/or LinkedIn accounts. It's also possible to update and post directly from your cell phone to the service. This is vital in creating a learning community with individuals in your course. Post to GCast and create instant podcasts. GCast.com, Odeo.com, among others, make it very easy to record a podcast directly from one's phone. Administrative updates. Your college or university can email security alerts, registration, admissions, financial aid information, calendar information, graduation information, speaker, student line information, and more. This can help you plan your study times effectively as well as enroll promptly in order to reserve your place in class. I hope that you found this to be helpful. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning.